Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's sermon is the Holy Gospel, as you have heard read, and the theme, and now, the end is near. Please be seated. And now the end is near. Some of you are old enough to know that song, aren't you? Now you're singing it to yourself. That's okay, but please pay attention. So I have a question for you, though. And here's the question. What would you do if you knew that the world was going to end tomorrow? What would you do? Now, this kind of hypothetical question is not generally heard from this pulpit. And yet this morning, this being the last Sunday of the church year, our gospel lesson recalls an incident when Jesus warned his disciples about the end of time. Something that doesn't make for pleasant reading, by the way. Doom and gloom, a darkened sun, no more full moons, falling stars, shaking heavens, and now the end is near. Sounds like something you'd read in a sci-fi novel. Or you see in a futuristic movies. Matter of fact, there's a lot of them out this way right now. So you rightly don't expect such bizarre thoughts at church. At least not in a confessional conservative congregation like Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. But alas, the Holy Gospel from Mark 13 is a loud, pounding rock music on a relaxing late fall afternoon. You just can't ignore it. It's been said that this portion of Holy Scripture is the most difficult chapter in the New Testament for people to understand. So let's make it understood today. In chapter 13, Mark recounts how Jesus spoke about grim and terrible things that will happen at the end of time and just prior to our Lord's second advent. Kind of ironic, isn't it? Next week we begin celebrating His first advent, but today we're looking forward to His second advent. He tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, earthquakes, famines, and all these things will happen. And now the end is near. What are we to do with this kind of prophecy? Now, the early church, they may have had a better understanding since they believed that Jesus would return at any moment. They saw Him ascend into heaven, and the disciples thought He was going to come back pretty soon. Possibly the Middle Ages, 1,000 years later, maybe they would have had a better grasp of this text since they faced panic-ridden times, the Black Plague, the Black Death, and horrible, horrible wars. But do you really think it makes sense for today? Come on. It's been 2,000 years. Obviously, God is holding out on us. He's not telling us the truth. I hear this at times. This is just fantasy stuff or something you'd read in a sci-fi novel. Well, you may remember, dear ones, that it wasn't long ago that the world was focused on a reverend by the name of Harold Camping. And his prediction was that the world would end on May 21st, 2011. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's revise that to October 21st, 2011. You see, his math was a little off. Then there was the hysteria that surrounded the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar ended on December 21st, 2012. You see, dear ones, these doomsday prophet seekers will continue to make such predictions, yet to no avail. But the end is near. My dear brothers and sisters, you must acknowledge with me that this morning, that these prophecies in Mark, though they are spoken by our Lord Jesus, true, that we don't like talking about them. But even though we don't like talking about them, we know that they're the truth. For that's what we believe and what we teach and what we confess, that Jesus Christ will come again. And at that time, God will bring creation to completion. Jesus is coming in the clouds with His holy angels and all the company of heaven. We know this clearly from the book of Revelation. And now whether He comes and we see this with our own eyes, Him coming in the clouds, or as Jesus coming as your good shepherd, and He will come as your good shepherd as you lie on your deathbed, you see the result is still the same. He's kept His promise. St. Paul so beautifully wrote to the Romans saying, "Whether I live or whether I die, I belong to the Lord." So what would you do, dear one? What would you do if you knew the world would end tomorrow? Reconcile with a long-lost friend or a family member? Finish the project that you started 5 years ago. Okay, 10 years ago. Tell your family that you love them one last time. Or would you be like Martin Luther and plant a tree? Do you agree? Do you agree that this question brings a significant reality to our lives? As we move from the celebration of Thanksgiving this past Thursday and prepare for the church's New Year's Day on Advent next Sunday. And then we begin that headlong dash right into Christmas and the first Advent, the celebration of the first Advent. You see, your challenge and my challenge, our challenge together, is that we find a way to carve out some Advent space, a time when we can be quiet and contemplate and pray and remember that we are God's beloved children. In that way, St. Mark's Gospel this morning can help you. Since in our reading we see that after all, this is Jesus' prediction. This is Jesus' prophecy about the end times. Our Lord says ever so gently, no one knows when this will happen. So live your lives as you live your lives today. Do what you do each and every day. Yet as you do this, dear ones, as you go about your vocation, watch and pray and stay in the Word. Stay in the Word here at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. Come and partake of His body and blood. Remember your baptism. Come and hear the preached Word in its truth and its purity, law and gospel. Now you must also know that there are those who accuse us Lutherans of thinking that Martin Luther is greater than Jesus. That's not true. Martin Luther is not the Savior. It wasn't Martin Luther who hung here, it was Jesus. Yet what you heard about Luther today is the truth. He was asked this very question, "Dr. Luther, what would you do if the world was ending tomorrow?" And Luther rightly said, "I would plant a tree." I was going to say that for you in German, but I decided not to do it. Do you really, really like that? "I would just plant a tree." We should live our lives with such confidence in God's love that we are not afraid, that we are never afraid, No matter what the future may bring for us, we will never be afraid when Jesus returns for us, whether on the great last day or tomorrow on our deathbed. For we know what tomorrow holds for us. We don't know this. We don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. But dear one, you do know this. You know the one who holds you forever and ever in his loving arms. So let's get started. For Christ has come. Christ is coming. Christ will come again. This is the theme of Advent. This is the first shout of the Advent season. We can take great comfort knowing that there is one who has stayed awake and kept the vigil for us. And he will continue to do so there at the right hand of the Father. He is your strength to perform those tasks that seem daunting to you. It is he who comforts you when you are weary. It is he who watches for you and watches out for you. When our minds are clouded with confusion, dear ones, through him we see the truth in all of its clarity. It's called his written word. Read it, study it, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Stay in the word, and the word will set you free. The Son sets you free through the word. It is he, the Son, who safeguards you, you, his precious little lamb, for the glorious day of his return. And that's why you should not be afraid, for your good shepherd is exactly that, good. He will be good to you as he proclaims to you, I know you, you're mine, come into my kingdom. So therefore, dear ones, your readiness for heaven is not dependent upon your own watchfulness or on your own preparations. All of that depends on Jesus Christ. He's the one who keeps you in the one true faith. So therefore, through his life and through his death and through his resurrection, he has made you ready and he has made you worthy. By his ascension, he has gone before you into heaven, and there he is preparing a place for you, just as you heard the same words spoken to the children, the same words are spoken to you. So lastly, in the gift of his own precious body and blood, Jesus is here to announce, not only today, but every Sunday, and every day that you pick up his word and read his word, he is proclaiming to you, he is announcing to you that your sin is forgiven. All of your sin is forgiven. And now the end is near. Now the end is near. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly indeed. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.